Simon Tofresh Ayin Beis, which is dedicated to the Mechaber says, Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. So the Shulchan Aruch begins, Ein Madlikin Ner Chanukah Koidim Shetishka Chabu, before sunset. And in Sofshki also, from Acher Melo Magdina. The Yesh Mishomashim with Torah Yochel Hatzim with Plagam and Cholam Ayla. That he can light from Plagam and Cholam. If you won't have any other time to light. Shochach or Hezid, Loi Hidlik Yom Shkiyat Achama. For whatever reason a person he forgot, he was busy, or willfully decided to light later. Madlich v'hoylech ha-shetichla regu min ha-shuk. Until passes by, leaves the marketplace. Shukum al-chatzi shor. This is approximately a half an hour. This, I believe the source of this, I believe, is the rift. Shor za'om oivrim b'shovim. In the half hour after sunset, or after nightfall, that's when people are still moving around. Remember, this is in the societies before they had outdoor illumination. So once it got dark, it was pretty rough going. So shortly after dark, everyone disappeared from the street. Hilkach, Tzorach, Lidin, Boshem, and Kazer Asher. You have to give enough oil to burn for this amount of time. So the Shulchan Aruch follows straightforwardly Din of the Gemara. This man is from Mishatishka Hama, Achitichla Rego Manashuk, at the Zman of Allah Kasneras Hanukkah. Hago Yeshoimer, Shem Zman of Zesha Madlikim with Mim, that we light indoors, and to Ochlizor Lahad Likoy Mishatichla Rego Manashuk. It is not necessary to light before the marketplace becomes empty, streets, because we're lighting for the people that are indoors. So we don't need to worry about the fact that there's an absence of passers-by. Then the Ramah concludes, "On b'kamokon toyim lizor gam b'zman hazeh." It's good even b'zman hazeh. One should light at that at the irregular time. B'shitish kacham atchitichla regel marashuk. Now, what is the reason for the fact that we should light at this time? For what reason? So, the Bi'ur Halacha writes, "She'afal pi shemadlikim b'pnim, even though we light indoors, kevin shemadlikim b'petach habayis, since we light at the doorway of the house, v'pasuach at its open, yeshakei v'lo yivron b'shol." So, there's still some measure of pesumen yisro for yivron b'shol. Now, this is a very, very difficult Bi'ur Halacha. A very difficult Yoruboch. The Ramah wrote in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Zayin, Mi Umiyu Bizmanazeh Shekulonu Madlikim Bifnim, Ve'ein Heker Livnei Rishus Harab Mklal, and the people in the street don't see a thing. Ein Lochosh Kolkach Mein Madlikim Betepach HaSamach LePesach. You don't have to be so careful that it has to be right next to the door. So the Ramah very clearly states here with Manazeshu Kolonim Adonzlikim with Nim, in Hekel of Erushu Sarabim Klav. That's number one. This we find in the Halachas of Achsanai. There the Ramah writes, the Yeshom, there's a question where one's supposed to light, and there are more states, the Yeshom with the Bizman Hazeh, Shemadlikim Bifnim Mamash. So if one looks in the dark emotion, that's in more than one place in the Torah, and this place is one of the places that what Bifnim Mamash means there were three levels of lighting. There were a time when we lit outdoors, totally. There was a time, at the time of the Tor Shulchan Aruch, the end of the 13th, the beginning of the 14th century, that the minhag was to light, this was in Spain, was to light at the doorway, but not outside. And then finally was the Ramos Krakow, where he writes, there was Manasseh Madlikim B'Pnim Mamash. It disappeared indoors altogether. It was no longer considered bias to have the menorah visible from the street at all. So here we have two different places where there are more, and then you won't see the documentation of the Torah spelled it very, very clearly. And we saw also in the first citation that he says there's no hekka for the menorah Rishus Arama. So how could he turn around and say become mokam ish the Zor Gambas Manazeh because of hekka Rishus Arama, when the Rama says that his time is worse than the Torah's time, and we like the Mamish, and there's no hekel of Nevesh Yisrael. So Milsa the Tzvira. Let's go to the source. Let's examine this from the source. The Gemara raises a question. Mitzvosa, Yishtishka, Hama, Chetich Larega, Manashuk. And the Gemara is discussing the following issue. What happens if Neneros Hanukkah unexpectedly go out? Is there a necessity of relighting them? So in the Migdash, really, the Chadidin was Kops of Zokkukla. But Neneros Hanukkah, there's one after relighting. So the Gemara cites this right, the mitzvoso yishtishka hama chetichla regem lashuk. So my love, so what is the point, what do you mean mitzvoso yishtishka hama chetichla regem lashuk? What's it trying to tell me? Well, impossible, if you light it's burning, so what's the problem? My love, the kopsa hoder madu, meaning to tell me there's an ongoing mitzvah, even as if I lit at the time of tishka hama, but there's still, that didn't end the mitzvah yet. There's still a mitzvah. The mitzvah, the way it read and writes, the mitzvah is going, 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 going. Every minute is a mitzvah. What do I ask to do? If I lit a candle Friday night, it keeps burning deep into the night, that's the mitzvah. So the point is, if it goes out, I'm going to relight it. That's the way the Gemara read the Bryce. So that would indicate that Kofsa Zokitlo, not like the Shiva Rav who said Kofsa in Zokitlo. So the Gemara answered, "Lo, no. The Eli Admit Madlik. Either that this is, if one has yet to light, one can still light at this time. V'inami l'shiura. How much oil one's supposed to put in." So there are two tarutim. What the impact of this dim is shetishka hama shetichla regel marashuk. What the Gemara is coming to tell me. But Benkach or Benkach, it's Kofsa and Zokoklo. So Tosis writes, Hilo Madlik Madlik, according to the first territory tomorrow, Avon Mikan Ve'elech Over Azma, this man is over. Whereas according to the second territory, it says the matter is a matter of Shir, there's not Mukhov that this man is over. In other words, after light from when the normal expectation of passes by. So Tichla Rega Marashuk. But it doesn't mean that if I didn't light at that time, that I can't light later. So now, Oymer Hari, Pairas, Yesh Lizor, Ulahadig, Belayin, Amiyad. That one should light immediately as soon as it turns dark. Shlo Ya'acha Yesamidad, I shouldn't put it off. And we call Mokum Icha, if he did put it off, is the Yadlik Misophic. Then he should light Misophic. Why? The Gemara gives the second turret. That is the Shiura. It has nothing to do with Zman. So, Mameila, be soft with your light. So, you wouldn't make a brocha, but light, because maybe there is no time limitation in this month. Meaning to say that the mitzvah is kosher kol alayla, according to the second turret. Maybe even according to some learn, even according to the first terrace, it's just mitzvah when I move from it, you have to light at that time. The second terrace could certainly holds, according to Tosfos, that there's no time limitation. You have the whole night. You have the whole night. And Poshet, that's a normal thing, because Kol Mitzvah, the Mishnah says in Megillah Dabchal, that any mitzvah which is in the Laila is kosher kol Laila. So why is Neres Chanukah any different? So the first terrace is Mechadish, there's an Indian, there were Dafka, there were Makbid, there has to be at the time when there were passers by. The second is, listen, it's a mitzvah to light. You light, there are passers by, but there are no passers by. Well, okay, you get by without the passers by. So if he says Misofik, you should light again. That's the Riporas. Ulurin era, the Atog, presently, today, in Lochosh Mosayadlik. We don't have to be concerned when we have to light. Our whole hekar is only for the Bnei Abayis. We light inside. So our focus is on the Bnei Abayis. So therefore, he says that we don't have to worry about this month. When you're lighting for the people outside, so you have to be sensitive to when there are people outside. When you're not lighting for people outside, so then you need to be sensitive when there are people inside. But who cares what this man is for the people outside? We're not lighting for the people outside. The first, now, what's the machloikis of the two Terusim and Taisis? The machloikis has to do with pshat and disbrais. Turn it up on them. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah, hanichah, pesach, beisim, v'bachos. The mitzvah is to put it on the door of his house outside. And if he lives on the second floor, put it in the window which faces the street. And if it is danger involved, then one should take the menorah and light it indoors. They had danger from the chavrin. They say the chavrin is all Astrians. And one of their religious tenets was that on the day of the holidays you can only light in there in their house of worship. You were not allowed to have light any place else. And they were sort of Saudi Arabian about it. You know, they had their religious police go around and, you know, woe unto you if you were caught in violation. So that was the context. Is many chal shachana, so you could closeted away in the house behind locked doors, not visible from outside the dining. So, the shaila is that halacha, when it says we light indoors, what is that? Is that an adjustment of the initial halacha? In other words, everything remains the same. Whether one lights indoors, one or the one lights outdoors, it's all the same din. It was one minor adjustment in the din. And that is, instead of lighting outside, I'm lighting inside. But other than that, everything is the same. We had a Zman before the Gemara. We should tishka chama, chetichla rekam, and a shuk. That's the Zman. There's two ways. If you live in a society which is civil, so you light outdoors. If you live in a society which is intolerant, you light indoors. But when do you light? We should tishka chama, chetichla rekam, and a shuk. The sole difference in the situation is where we put the menorah. Otherwise, everything is the same. There are no differences. One thing went to light. The Re is Mechadish. Now, when we light inside, it's an entirely different takonah. Shas takonah, Meichal Shehonah V'dayo, is an entirely different din. Everything associated with the first din is off. There was a Zman, that's oriented to a world where one is lighting outside. And a world where you're lighting outside, I have to be concerned when the people are running around in the street. Once I go behind closed doors, the reason is that that's a whole new takana with its own parameters. Since now the Pesumidis is not oriented to passers by but to the family, so the Zman has also changed. It's not just the same Zman with a minor adjustment. No, it's a totally different halacha. And they said, well, if you're lighting to the people inside and not to the people outside, so when are the people inside around? That can even be at cross purposes to the people outside. Maybe the people in this house come home 11 o'clock at night. You know, they work strange hours. So 11 o'clock is marching. That's it. So 11 o'clock and it's like 4 o'clock in there, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in a different house. 9 o'clock, dead room. Nobody's there. 11 o'clock at night, they all pour in. So when is one supposed to light? Here he says. At 6 o'clock when nobody's home? When the place is deserted? Or when the place is packed? So he says, why should they maintain this month of outdoors, the outdoors month? The outdoors month could only interfere with fulfilling the mitzvah indoors. It's sensible to disengage from that and to create a new thing. And that's what they did. So that's the Shaila and Taisvus, whether Menicha al Shulchan al-Vadayo is a continuation of the conventional halacha, with only a change in venue, or no, with the creation of an entirely different halacha, with a different set of considerations. And that's the machloikas of the Riparas and the Ri. Now, we understand, so there are more essentially paskins like the Shita Sari. Because the Ramo wrote that in Tofresh Ayin Beit Yeshayimrim Divizmanazesh Shavadikim Bifneim in Tofu Zor Lahad the Kodesh and Tichla Regal Manashom Tor B'Shem Atos Paskins like the Ruth Only Kol Mokayim Nevertheless Toivli Zor Gam Bismanazesh It's good mandatory, but a good idea to be particular about the Zman even nowadays. Why? Not because of passers-by, there are no passers-by, but because of the first sheet in Taisus. The first sheet in Taisus, the Riparah says that even Bizman Azen, you have to be redacted of Bizman. It doesn't change. So Taiv would indicate the following, that if the family is not together at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, and they are together at 9 o'clock. So look, then it's not Taif. Then I should light at 9 o'clock, because then I have Pursumanis. But if I can have the family together at 5 o'clock, then Taif. Then I have the best of all worlds. I have the full fledged Pursumanis of the people inside, plus I have this month. So that's Taif. But it's Taif. When I don't lose by exercising this type, so I should exercise this type. I should say, well, listen, everyone's home. Listen, we'll light in 2 hours, we'll light at 7 o'clock. You know, the rest of the week we light at 7 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So what's the problem? Sunday we'll also light at 7. Sunday, if we're home, we should light at 5. 5 o'clock. So that's what I believe is the pshat in this Rambam. There are more Paskin, like the second verse to read, the second Mahalach and Taisus. But he gave a nod towards the first teretz of when you come welcome to the Zor of God, this manazah. It's not totally indisputable that the original Zman still is in effect. And therefore, if one can fulfill the first sheet and Taisus and honor the original Zman, it is Matayv and Manot. And I believe that I found that this is the Pshat that Orach HaShulchan learns in this Ramotu. That the Kalmokim is because that the Indian the Dafka to lie in a place, not because of the Oivim Shalom. So that's how I would interpret this Ramotu. It's more balanced, the two Torahs and Matosis. The Chathchila Paskin like the second day, the Paskin by the bottom line, I should say, like the second day in Matosis. But lechatchila, one should try. Tell you, it's a good idea to try to grab both. That I'll have the pursumanisa of the people inside the house, and I'll have the pursumanisa, and I'll have this man, because everyone's here, and I'll add the initials man. So this is the first halacha that I wanted to discuss. Now. The second thing I want to discuss is about Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a very, very confusing halacha. What is this man for lighting an Erev Shabbos? So we will have to say that if we take in some shittas the plaga mincha of Rabbeinu Tam, according to some interpretation of that sheet, it'll come out 3 minutes before Shkia. So that's inconceivable that could be this month. That they were maximum, they should wait for this 3 minute window in between Plaga Mincha and Shkia and to make sure those who are there. And the Chayodim Paskin, okay, but not everyone's knowing that way. Many hold his nose, they hold it, I think, they taste the Shabbos at least 9 minutes. From my shoulder was nose man, but Chayodim held 9 minutes was this man. So if you eat dinner, you couldn't even light at that time, according to him. So what is this man, Erev Shabbos? So Al Korchach, we have to assume the following. Now, lighting at Plaga Mincha was basically consistent. Anyhow, Rabbi Yehuda said the mitzvahs of the Laila kosher after Plaga Mincha. But according to the Rabbanon who don't recognize Plaga Mincha, so again the question is, so when do we light Erev Shabbos? We're lighting before Shkia, so what's the pshat? Al Korcha, the Lev Breira, we have to learn that for Erev Shabbos they made a different month. Yeah, a whole week is Mishatishka Chama. But there's a little bit of a problem. It's called Shabbos. Shomer Siyom Shabbos Lekatre. And the Rabbanon don't come along and certainly not be a dying and tell us to be Mechala Shabbos, to go do an act of Chilo Shabbos. Lahoya what I did with. So the Rabbanon would not be empowered to tell us to light after Shkia. They never did the Rabbanon come to be Mechala Shabbos. So they had to create a different zman. Why is a different halacha? You light whatever it is. Even if we light a plug, it's not because of plug. I'm going to know hold from plug. It's in the latter part of the day. That's when they were kaveya. It's not 10 o'clock in the morning. At the end of the day sometime, the last hour of the day, you light the neiros, Hanukkah for Shabbos. But the fact that we're lighting is not because of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanon also must perforce agree. The Rabbanon say other mitzvahs shavalayim I can't do b'yoyim. That's true. I can't do maybe I can't read the Megillah b'yoyim and I can't count Tzuras Ayim from Plaga Mincha. All types of things I can't daven Marav after Plaga Mincha. But Neiros Hanukkah they have no choice. The choice is either we don't light or the Chazal Kaveyer is man is before Shkia Sachama considerably.
Unless you hold Rabbeinu Tam's mind, then you could do it after Shkia.
If you would hold, if that's what the Gemara means, but the Shulchan Aruch says Shoshki also. It's not so mashma that he's meaning to light the earliest month. So how would it work? So it's Al Korchach. Is that the difference month for Friday, Erev Shabbos? So now Hashpad Asinu Mahochi. Let us explore the following. So we know there. I always say, I feel the safer Torah of Behechol Toli B'Mavach Chabalsa. Yeah, tender Sifri Torah. A few of them are somehow the regular ones. This one is a Psalash Chodesh one, this one is Mach De'anuntiv, this one you read the second day Pesach from. You do a third safer Torah, Shabbos Chanukah, this one you take out. But a few have this chus that they used all the time. Halachos are the same. Halachas also telling the Mazel. There are ikre dinim that no one knows, and very minor, ultimately minor minutia of the din. Yeah, we shouldn't be mekayim them, but minor minutia of the din, which everybody knows, and ikre halachas that nobody knows. So everyone knows that on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. One's supposed to try to daven mincha before one does that look as near as Chanukah. It shouldn't be Kitaki the Sasra. If I'm lighting the Neiros, I'm saying it's the night time. Then I'm davening mincha, I'm saying it's the daytime. So what's happening? But wait a second. He just said that on Erev Shabbos, even the Rabbanim who don't consider plaga mincha of any significance whatsoever halachically. But they say this is man in the latter part of the day. This is man for life. So what's the problem? It's nothing to do with the fact that it is we plaga mincha l'mayla. Is it have halachas of night or halachas of day? No, it's day. So I want to say we are absolutely sure it's day. There's no halachas of night at all. It just happens to be an erev Shabbos. There's another halacha of the day. That we like Neiros Shabbos in the daytime. I mean Neiros Chanukah in the daytime. We don't like them at night. That's the din. Not because it's nighttime. No, it's daytime. And the Kol HaTorah Kul, it's daytime and it's daytime there too. But on Erev Shabbos, they have to light in the daytime. There is no other time to light. Yeah.
Don't we do the same thing with Neiros Shabbos? We light them in the daytime, but our intention is to have them at night when it's dark.
That's true. But we still, here we say, Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah. In the Neiros Shabbos, it's Pashtus. It's the Oynik, we have this covered Shabbos that we have Neiros for Shabbos. And the Oynik Shabbos that we benefit from them on Shabbos. But in the Neiros Chanukah, the lighting, Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah, the lighting is the action. The rest, we pass in Kofsa and Zokoflo. If they go out, who cares? You know, not our problem, halachically. So, how's Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah? I can't light the Neiros now and let them burn into the, you know, in the morning and let them burn into the night. I won't be Oysa. My Neiros Shabbos, a fellow wouldn't be Oysa either. It's not Nikkur, it's the same Shabbos. So, what is this halacha? What is this halacha that I have to daven mincha before I light Neiros Shabbos? And then there's a corollary, a well-known corollary of this halacha. And that is, well, if I have a choice of davening the tzibur after Neiros Chanukah, or the yechidus before Neiros Chanukah, which one should I do? Now, the emes is that this whole halacha, it does have a basis, not to say chas v'shalom, but doesn't have a basis, has a basis. But if one looks in the achronim say the following, it's mechse, it appears to be a tata disaster. It's not actually a tata disaster. It's not actually a tata disaster for the reason that I told you. Because this is just as much a halacha of the daytime, this is man for lighting as any other halacha of the daytime. So there's no tar to disaster. I'm not following Rabbi Yehuda and some of the Rabbanon themselves say in this case the Zman is to light earlier. But it appears to be a tar to disaster. Why? Because sov to sov, the Neiros Chanukah, what do I light them for? For today or for tonight? So I'm exercising an activity which is oriented towards the night. So after I do that, then I'm doing the mitzvahs, which are the daytime mitzvahs. So in reality, it is not really a tata disaster. It's mechsik a tata disaster. It would seem somewhat superficially, it would appear, it looks, it's something peculiar about it. And therefore, we try to stay away from it. Now, that being the case, so we come to an obvious conclusion. Let's say I don't have an early minyan to go to. And so I have a choice. I can daven Yechidus, or I can forget about it, daven light Neiros Chanukah, and daven Mincha afterwards. Which one should I do? Yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely correct. You should daven afterwards with the Mincha. There's no Hava Mincha to do otherwise. But a Tata disaster. It's better not to be in this situation, that's all. But it certainly doesn't mean it's better to sacrifice Tzila B'Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always accepts Tzila B'Tzibur.
Why don't we make an effort to have a minyan earlier Friday afternoon, send people home to light their menorah, and then come back?
Well, it's what we call in this country GE, gainful employment.
I know.
That's the reason for it, because, you know, not too many people are back home early in the day, you know, on a the short Fridays at this time of the year, most people are not getting home till probably 3 o'clock or a little bit after 3. And, you know, they need a little bit. The things they have to do for Shabbos, a shower, a shave, whatever, some things in the house, light the air Shabbos, make blech for your wife, whatever. The things you have to do before Shabbos starts. And then within about an hour of the time to get home, you have to run off to shul for daven already. So to have a whole half an hour break, we're going to go to daven, have everybody march down to shul for daven minutes, and march back home, and give away half the time that we have to get ready for Shabbos. It's not going to happen too readily.
So then it's a word clause. So it's not much of a question. We've already decided it by not, what do you call it, by not having an early minute.
Well, we have not decided it absolutely. Some people have the opportunity to have an early minute. But some people have it work a minute. Yeah, it still affects the other question. Even if I can daven early, should I daven yichidus? Yichidus, I can daven early, or should I daven later with tzibur? So that dimension also still remains.
But if the shul has a minyan at a time that it's clear that you would have already lived in your life, isn't that telling you that the halacha is you should daven?
I would think so. I would think that's making such a statement. Otherwise, I think if I thought the halacha were otherwise, I would do this strange thing. I guess I'd close the minyan down. But, you know, I don't think that the halacha is otherwise. But nor have I ever seen a place that doesn't have a late minyan at Erev Shabbos Chanukah. I've never lived, I can't tell you, in the whole world. But I don't ever recall being in a place where there were no minyanim just prior to Shkia on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. As I said, this somehow became a halacha of enormous proportions, far greater than the substance of this particular halacha itself. And the corollary is altogether mind-boggling. Don't you daven b'yichidus. Daven b'yichidus, a person has to be on a very high level. And it has to be a very tranquil personality. And he's able to achieve tremendous focus, block out everything else going on in the world around him. And daven with the sensitivity that he's standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
Again.
Not an easy test, especially for Mincha.
I just daven today, Mincha in the airport in Washington. There's no way I had that.
As I mentioned before, Ramei Chodesh, they have talked about the Mashkiach of Chevron Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So he used to make Vadim, you know, for the Bochum and Yeshiva, and the like. So he always wanted that they should choose the topic and discuss the topic among themselves. And after they did that, then they should come and tell him this is the topic that they chose. Because he felt if they were already considering the topic and giving their own thought to it, and their own ideas to it, then they would be much more receptive and open to hearing what he had to say about it, because they would be tuned into the subject already. So they came to him that he should talk about Kavona by Tefillah. So he said, "You're barking up the wrong tree, that's the problem." He said, "Where does the problem begin?" The problem is that before we start from that tree, he says, we don't stop to realize in whose presence we're davening. If we would realize in whose presence we were davening, he says, we solve the problem of Kavanah by davening. So we skip over what's most important, the realization of Shaviti Hashem Benegdi Somer, and that's what davening is. And now we want to know, what are we going to do to have Kavanah? We did not focus on the right problem. We need to focus that we're going with Lifnei Hashem. So that's for a person to daven yichidus. A person davens b'tzibur is kel kabra lo yimos. Rabbanu Shalom accepts tefillas ha-tzadikim. Tefillas ha-tzibur. According to one view in the Rambam, the way Rabbi Gvayegu explains the one view in the Rambam, at least you need one person that davens the right way. You have one person that davens the right way, that's enough. That the tefillas are mekubal. So that's the big milah that we come together with tzibur. So even if one person manages to daven with a decent amount of kavanah and hischus, our tefillahs ride the wings of his tefillah, and they're accepted before the Rabbanu Shalom. So davening b'yachidus is a very daunting, is a very, very daunting challenge. One that we ought to avoid at all costs. If we have to, we have to. I have to tell you, one of the most beautiful sights in the world to me is when one travels from the airport in Tel Aviv, the Ben Gurion airport, to Yerushalayim, Shkiatan. And as you're traveling on the road, so on the side of the road, inevitably there were cars that are pulled off the road. People standing next to the car davening Shemoneh Esrei, it's Shkiatan, they're out of Mincha, they're on the highway, you know, they can't get the shul, pull off the road. And that's it, you pass by, and there are people standing, you know, on the side of the road, you see them. Next to their cars, they're davening Mincha. It's an awesome sight. So those are two halachas. So we talked about the Zman a little bit. And when one should like, we talked about the Zman of Erev Shabbos. Now we need to talk about the halacha of Achsano. Achsano is also a din from the Gemara itself. It means that a person was a guest in someone else's house. So where is he supposed to light the Neiros Chanukah? The Gemara says in Dafchav, Gimul Omer of Sheishas, Achsano Chayu ben Er Chanukah. Omer of Zerim Oreishki, Avina by Rav, when I went to Yeshiva, Mishtatafna Reprite, Bahadi Yishpiza. So I used to give the balabayas in the hotel where I stayed. In the inn, I gave him a few cents that I should be part of his mitzvah. Boston didn't see that. It's a... Once I had a home, even if I was away from home, I mean, I hashtavadi lo tzarichno. I don't have to be mishtatah to call madliki alai b'go b'sor. They lighted me for home, so I'm yaitzah with my wife's lighting. So I don't have to be mishtatah for people. There. First of all, this touches a very interesting shayla. What does mishtatah for people help? Let's assume, we'll make the most general assumption, that how do I acquire movable goods? Is midoraisa mois kunis. You have money. I pay for them. I acquire them. But Shas tells us, that the Rabbanan came along and they undid mois kunis. He said, money is not kunis. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, scam artists are as old as history. And what a guy would come, he'd pay a guy, and then he'd pull up with his wagon a week later to pick up his stuff. And I would say, he says, Yankum, I got bad news for you. There was a flash fire in the warehouse last week. And the bin where your stuff was in burned up. Stuff left. So, this is for Chatecha Babi. So, what could the customer do? He had no means of fighting back. Does he know where his stuff was? Did he know if anything happened to it? So this became a wide open area for scam artists. So along came Chazal, and they said, no, not going to fly. From now on, it's going to be a kind of a mashiach. When you take physical possession of it, then it's yours. Until you take physical possession of it, it belongs to the vendor, not to you. Now if you pull up and he says, Yanko, a little problem. Your bin where you eat was burned up. So now Yanko says back to the vendor, your problem. Allah made a takana that it's yours, it's not mine. So your wheat burned up. So you took my money. Here's the receipt. You owe me. So what did they do because of that? Because of that, they created the halacha that's referred to in Bava Metzia as Mishapar. Means once a person accepts money for something, that he's under ethical obligation to go through with the deal. Now, technically, he can get out of the deal now. And suppose I sold something to you for $50, and tomorrow somebody comes, and you didn't pick it up yet, you gave him money. Tomorrow a guy comes and says, I really need one, I'll offer you $75 for it. $75? You're wrong, I'll take it, pick it up. So he said, well, listen, Chazal say it doesn't belong to the first guy, so I'll sell it to the second guy. So that's ethically they thought that was wrong. So they said, Mishapora, meaning from the one that took the Kama from Paro, will take the Kama Chalila from people that don't live up to their words. If you took money and you promised the guy that you're going to deliver the goods, then you have to deliver the goods. So now that we are after the fact that my metalkla, my movable items, money is not kaina, so why does it help the Mons Beshtat of a preaching? So I gave the Balabas money. So what does that help? Still not kaina. Mois is not a kinyan. There's a chiddush from the son of Yeshua in Diskin, or Yeruchim Diskin. Don't shout in a shach and because of chala. The etzem is totally really there's a machlek is a chayim on this Yisrael. That when do we say Mois is not kaina? That's only by secular. By mitzvahs, it was ukmei adina that Moses kind of. And there is debate in the Achronim. I've seen debate on this point. If Moses kind of by a dorm mitzvah or not. But he learned the shach holds that Moses kind of by a dorm mitzvah. So that would give us a pshat and what mishtatim of Peter is about. Since it's a mitzvah, there is chanukah. So it's enough that I give money. I don't have to actually pick up the jar of oil to make a kidney. The fact that I gave money is itself a kinyan. Because since it's a bar mitzvah, so I'm kind of the oil. Yeah. What is the halacha of achsanoi? The halacha of achsanoi is also a halacha. I almost think that if Chazal knew how much the halacha of achsanoi was distorted, they maybe they wouldn't have put it into the Gemara. I don't know. Why? Because achsanoi, all types of things now take place. The Achrayim tell us people went to eat dinner in somebody's house. Oh, this is Montenegro's Chanukah. You're a very good host. We provide you with a menorah too, not only a steak but a menorah. I want to light your house. So the Taz has a very very lengthy piece on this. Taz says that's not the Hobshat Nachsanor. That's not Achsanor. He says, I can as much light in your house when I'm eating supper in your house as I can light on the park bench for Chayvayah. That's as much as I can light in yours. Your house has no benefits for me over a Chayvayah like lighting in the middle of the street. I can't light in the street, and on what basis could I light in your house? Not my house. There you should base it. It has to be in my house. Not my house. Your house. So the Torah says, Achsanoi means a person that's staying there, not just a person that came there for a meal. Then we had the difficulty which arose, because in Halacha one has to have a very keen eye between what's a theoretical construct and a real-time construct. Theoretical constructs are very neat. You put in all the factors which you want, and you make a theoretical construct, and it's exact. The world, the real world is a messy place. There's all types of things, appendages, which only serve to confuse the matter. And the Prechadosh writes that someone came to him, and he was going to his father-in-law's house for all the 8 days of Hanukkah. So should he light over there? Should he go back home to light? So the Prechadosh passed him light when his father-in-law says he's staying there. That's the halacha of achsanah. So along came some, and without stopping to realize that the Pichodesh is just talking, that was the case. The guy went away for 8 days. Not the Pichodesh said you have to be there for 8 days to be an Achsanoy. Never said such a thing. All he said was, if you are there for 8 days, you are an Achsanoy. And that's why did he say that case? Because that's the case the guy asked him. So that's what he answered. And that's what I tell you, it's real constructs are never as neat as theoretical ones, because they have all types of extraneous information mixed into it. So, I don't have to be there for all 8 days, but I do have to be there. I'm sleeping there. That makes me an achsanoi in this house. Now, so one comes to the now, with the obvious conclusion that we'll come to, is if one goes to a chasana in the midst of Hanukkah, that the candlelight nearest Hanukkah, and the catering goes. Why? If it's not near Yishu Beisa, not my house.
You're not supposed to eat before you light either.
Nope. So you have one of two choices. Yeah, you can't light. There is a bracha of a tumen, you're not getting any here. So you're not getting any place with it. Either you go home and you light, and then you go to the chasana. And if that's not possible, so then you have to make a siman for yourself, some type of siman that will remind you when you come home that you have to light near the Hanukkah. Right? You can hang a candle from the chandelier in the living room. That's also not achsonoi. Not, I'm not staying here. So I have to be staying someplace for me to have the din that I can light in that place. And it's a very interesting chiddush. I mean, there are other chiddushim too, but this is a very interesting one. Let's say I went someplace for Shabbos Chanukah. And most of Shabbos Chanukah I'm going home. Where do I go? So I argue that what do you like? Wherever you want, you want was it. This man had locha. I was there Shabbos. When this man had locha came out to Shabbos, I haven't left there yet. So that's still my house. Just because I'm going to go sleep someplace else tonight doesn't change the fact that right now it's my house. If I'm in my own house and I'm planning after I'm there on Shabbos that I'm making Aliyah there at the show, and I'm going to the airport, and I'm going there to Seoul, and I'm not returning ever again to America. I still like my house. It's not a look I didn't leave, it's my house. I'll never sleep there another night. So it doesn't change anything. So Pashkus Mutti Shabbos, wherever I am at this man, that's where I can like. And I know subsequently, I know of Alpers, the recent Alpers at the Tavik of Rahul, also I heard how this was one of his like big chidushim. I know this man. The Ramayish had a very interesting, though they have places to have their own spirit. They see everything at a different depth. So they see all the grays that the rest of us don't see. We see a lot of black and white. They see end of the shades of gray. So Ramayish himself said that if I can light as an Aksanoi, or I can light in my own house, I'm better off lighting in my own house and not as an Aksanoi. Someone may look, that would come out, and Mutti Shabbos, I can go back to, if I'm going back to my own house, I go home and then light. So I don't have to light as an Achsanon. So I made a little, adjustment. I said, when did Rav Moshe say this thing? That if a person is leaving right after Shabbos, he's going home. But that's it. I agree the release, I jump in the car, and I'm going home. I'll get home in an hour, I'll light. But suppose, that's not what's happening. I'm staying in the place I was in Mutti Shabbos. I'm going to some other place. Then I'm going to have a Shabbos, a Hanukkah party on Mutti Shabbos. Then 12, 1 o'clock, I'm going to wander back to my house. Rav Moshe didn't say in that case that I should light near a Shabbos in my house rather than where I was. I'm not supposed to eat before I light the near a Shabbos at Hanukkah. And I certainly shouldn't be waiting here tonight either to do it. So in such a case, if I'm not going immediately home, and I certainly should light in the place that I have been for Shabbos, despite the fact that before the night ends, I'm intending to leave and go to sleep somewhere else. So that's a little bit of a look at the halacha of Achsanai. A very, very broadly misunderstood halacha. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Yashim Mechach.